President Obama has visited mosques on his trips overseas, but as president, he has yet to do so here in America until today. Obama is going to the Islamic Society of Baltimore, a large complex including a school, community center, clinic, and worship space. The White House says the visit aims to show support for America's Muslim community and the principle of religious freedom. On the line with us now is Peter Manso, author of One Nation Under God's A New American History. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, as I've just said, the president has visited a synagogue, churches, but never a mosque. Why not, and why now?
Well, I think that to consider the significance of this visit today, we really need to go back to the very first day of the Obama presidency, which was 7 years ago, just last month, when Barack Obama delivered his first inaugural address. He went further than any of his predecessors in naming religious diversity as an American ideal. You probably recall that he said, "We are a nation of Christians and Jews, Hindus and Muslims, and non-believers." It was the kind of hopeful rhetoric that won him the election. But since then, it would seem to many that we live in a more religiously divided time than ever. And so I think this visit is signaling that he wants to make good on that promise of his inaugural address.
Although, is it also about timing? I mean, there has been anti-Muslim violence this year, apparently higher than most other years. You know, does it have something to do with a sense that Americans are turning against Muslims?
Oh, certainly. It has to do entirely with the heightened anti-Islamic rhetoric, especially coming from the Republican primary campaign, in fact. I think that is the signal moment that is really making this happen today rather than previously.
Well, then one would think after 7 years, President Obama's approach might have helped. Are you saying that if he has not done that much to fight intolerance?
Oh, he's done an incredible amount. And as I said, he's done more than any of his predecessors. You look at the interreligious activities that have been held at the White House. He's hosted Passover Seders. He's hosted Ramadan Iftar dinners. He's hosted Hindu Diwali celebrations. But it seems to me an indication that, unfortunately, much of the nation might not agree with Obama's broad-minded understanding of faith. There are some very vocal elements in this country that are genuinely threatened by it, I think.
Well, part of that threat that people feel threatened has been a continuing accusation that Obama is himself Muslim. Would that be a reason for him to have stayed away from mosques all these years?
I think that probably has something to do with it. But also keep in mind that he only visited his first synagogue last May, for example, a very interesting visit in which he claimed to be an honorary member of the tribe, meaning the Jewish people, and mentioned that he had learned some Yiddish from Rahm Emanuel. But these visits always happen within a broader context. And so that visit, for example, came at a time when the White House wanted to signal continuing support for the state of Israel. And so, yes, and so this visit likewise wants to send this larger message.
Well, just lastly and briefly, he's always talked about welcoming all faiths. Is this how the Obama presidency will be remembered?
I think this is becoming a theme of his last year in office, beginning with his State of the Union address, naming and defending Muslim Americans very explicitly. This seems to me like it's going to be a theme of going into his last year, wanting to secure this part of his legacy, which he mentioned on the very first day. He mentioned when he was campaigning for office, and it's obviously personally very important to him.
Well, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Peter Manso is the author of One Nation Under God's A New American History.